Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
Welcome back to Going In Raw. It's the wrestling podcast, the only wrestling podcast you need here. It's our time for Survivor Series predictions, Larson. This is a special twofer. We've got one today and one tomorrow after Survivor Series.
Yeah, today we'll give you our Survivor Series predictions, and tomorrow, we'll get the full Survivor Series recap of Dan Nerdcubed.
That is correct. So that's very exciting. We're bringing you more, but better.
I think we just messed up the scheduling and wanted to give our predictions, and so predictions should have been last week's show.
Yeah, but you know what? More but better.
Yeah, no, I'm totally fine.
More videos.
More but better.
Exactly. I kind of like it this way because it's more pertinent. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like having one before also, like right before.
Yeah.
I think that's good. I'm looking for the notes right now for today's episode. Did you share notes with me?
They should be in the folder.
Where's the folder?
Should I just send them to you?
Yeah, why don't you do that?
All right, done.
Always prepare for me to be unprepared.
Yeah, I should know that by now.
That's what I would say. Because every week it's the same thing.
It's really is.
It's a clusterfuck.
Pretty much.
Because I really can't do shit without the notes.
Well, that's not true. I can read. First match, Survivor Series predictions.
We're getting right into... Oh, so okay. So in today's episode, we're going to do Survivor Series predictions, and then we're going to answer questions.
And we got a gorilla position here, too.
That's another vital thing. There's no kayfabe corner this week.
Yeah.
Because one of us wasn't prepared for it. This guy right here. I didn't do one. I just do too much.
Listen, Steve. We're all busy people.
We're all busy people. I know exactly. Who and has time for this?
I do.
You do?
I was in the process of creating another list when I found today you didn't have one, just so we had a Kayfabe Corner segment for the people out there.
You know what? If you want your fix a Kayfabe Corner, you should go buy a t-shirt from stevenlarson.spreadshirt.com.
It's not the same thing.
It is definitely the same thing.
Not the
same
thing.
All these people in the comments saying, I got this out of this, I got 11 out of 10, I got blah, blah, blah. You prove your worth. Go to Survivor Series Spreadshirt.
First match, Dolph Ziggler versus Tyler Breeze. Who wins?
Who goes over here?
I kind of feel like it has to be Tyler Breeze. Would they have him lose his first feud on the main roster?
It's Tyler Breeze, so I suspect yes. But I'm going to go with... You say Tyler Breeze, I'll say Dolph Ziggler. I see your logic, and it probably will be Tyler Breeze via some sort of cheating of some sort. But and I like that they've given him a bit of an edge. It's probably going to be Tyler Breeze. But I'm going to say this time that... God damn, is there any chance Dolph's going to win this? It's Dolph. I mean, I can't say it's Tyler. It's going to be Tyler. I can't.
Dolph can lose and not be affected by it whatsoever.
I know. I'm fine parting with you for the sake of parting with you if there's a modicum of chance that it's going to happen. But there's no way it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's next?
Brothers of Destruction.
Taker. Undertaker. And Kane.
Versus Bray Wyatt and Braun Strowman.
Braun Strongman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, obviously Taker Kane wins this.
You think so?
That's ridiculous.
You don't think the Wyatts will go over?
No, I don't. I think Taker's like, hey Vince, I've been going over too much lately.
No, but see, Undertaker's a pro. He knows how to exit the business with class and dignity.
Yeah. No, I think this is a face win. This is a total face win. They're not going to have, you think they're going to have Tyler Breeze and Bray Wyatt win on the same card? Let's see. Who else has to win?
Here, I'm going to take
it's a... Gonna, here's the thing. I still think this is going to end with a heel finish with the World Heavyweight shot title.
Yeah.
Therefore, the other big match...
That's what I was going
to
say, yeah.
...is Taker Kane. They have to win.
All right. I'll agree with you on that one. All right. We'll do the semifinals for the tournament right now.
Okay.
First match, Reigns versus Del Rio. Is there any chance Reigns doesn't win this match?
No, God, no. Reigns goes over easily here.
Well, I don't know about easily. They got to have at least a 15-minute match.
This might actually be a decent match.
Could be. I noticed the other day on Raw that Del Rio is in really good shape.
He's in really good shape. He's also not afraid to almost kill people. Because he almost killed Kalisto when he did that stupid... Never mind. I hate Del Rio. He does that stupid move that looks like Finn Balor's stupid coup de grace, but it's not.
Yeah.
It's annoying.
Yeah, he always does that move really stiffly.
Did he do that in his previous?
He did that. What's the last pay-per-view match he had?
No, did he do that before he came back?
No.
He didn't, did he? This is a new thing.
Yeah.
He's like a million years old. Why is he adding things to his repertoire?
Because he's an innovator.
You're the only person who's ever said that.
Well,
innovator.
I'm probably not the only person who said that sarcastically.
You're probably right.
Next semifinal match, Kevin Owens versus Dean Ambrose. This is the only match, I think, of the semifinals, one of the two, where I think Ambrose is going to win, but I wouldn't be surprised if Owen wins.
I'm going to stick with my original prediction. And apparently there's like word on the dirt sheets that they're thinking of putting the belt on Ambrose. Did you see that? They're thinking the late rewrites. I think this is WrestleZone or something like that. One of the more credible ones saying they're thinking of putting the belt on Ambrose.
Interesting.
I'm good. Evidently they're watching me
show. Your original prediction was...
I am the real.
Your original prediction was a main event of Reigns and Owens. That was your original prediction.
No, but I landed on Ambrose going heel and joining the Authority. That's where I landed.
But that's not what you said. You said going with your original prediction, which was Reigns.
Where was that the last time we talked?
Ambrose Reigns.
Okay, Ambrose goes heel, joins the Authority. That's how it is.
Okay,
that's how I'm feeling it ends. And I think Ambrose goes. There might be something weird here though. Because Owens, I think, they might be setting him up to be the fall guy somehow.
Could be.
There's going to be something weird happening. This could be a really fascinating pay-per-view.
It could be.
Could be. It could just be
utterly boring and predictable.
It could be. Is Vince booking it? In which case, go...
Yeah. Next.
Charlotte.
Versus Paige
and the ghost of Ric Flair.
Yeah, we'll get to that later.
The Spectre, if you will.
Yes. But who wins this match? There's no way.
I think this is going to be.
There's no way Paige wins this match.
I think this is. I'll say Paige. I'm going to say this is going to kick off a long rivalry, I think, between the two of these. And I think it's going to start with Paige getting her belt back. She has taken so many losses lately.
Uh-huh.
She's taken so many losses. That's how it always goes. You take your losses and then you get your payoff. That's how it goes.
But then you're not that credible of a champion if you've lost for 3 months straight.
If you beat the champion, you are. If you have the belt, you're credible.
Not that credible.
Sure. Paige wins. And it starts off a long thing that'll culminate at WrestleMania.
If it's not Charlotte, Sasha Banks at WrestleMania.
That's not going to happen until like 33 or 34.
I'm not that interested.
Was Sasha even on Raw last week?
I don't remember.
The answer is no. She wasn't.
No, she wasn't.
I know, because I have my entire recap notes. Over there.
Okay.
Sasha's name is not on them.
That's too bad.
I know. It is too bad. It's not that I don't want it.
I understand that.
I want it. Not going to happen.
It's going to happen.
We can talk NXT a little bit, too.
Did you watch last night's episode? I didn't watch it, no. Isn't Bayley and Eva Marie supposed to happen soon?
Yeah. We'll get into it.
Oof.
And then in the finals, Ambrose goes heel, joins the Authority.
Takes the belt.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think Reigns gets it at WrestleMania. I think they know that's a money... That's a money WrestleMania match right there.
Well, they thought it was going to be money last year, too. Reigns getting the belt at WrestleMania, and that didn't really work out for him.
Yeah, but I think they've learned from
that. I think the only way of salvaging Reigns right now is to turn him heel and have him win the belt Cesaro series, keep Ambrose face. It's the only way.
But do you see them... Okay, play that out. Take that to WrestleMania.
Okay.
What happens at WrestleMania?
It'll have to be something like Reigns-Cena, double switch.
Yeah, no.
Or Reigns-somebody, double switch.
It's going to be, no way. They can't do that. You can't be heel and then go in WrestleMania 3 months from now.
Sure you can.
As a face.
Sure you can.
No way.
No, Reigns won't go into WrestleMania as a face. He'll leave WrestleMania as a face.
Can't happen. With Reigns. They know it's not going to happen with Reigns.
It could.
Reigns isn't naturally over.
I know. And how do they think it's going to work if he's... No, it's not going to work.
You know, you're smarter than this.
I know I am.
Ambrose goes heel tomorrow. Or tonight, whenever you're watching this. Has the belt. Reigns takes the belt off him at WrestleMania. Ambrose can get Reigns over as a face. He's done it as a face, and he's going to do it as a heel.
Well, I'm going to say he's done it as a face because the only reason anybody likes Reigns is because he's associated with Ambrose.
That's what I'm saying. I know, but that's different.
No, getting over by association by being team with him.
It's completely different. I know he's not going to be hanging out with a heel Ambrose.
No, but I mean, like, if Ambrose is out there cutting awesome promos, trying his damnedest to get Reigns over, guess who Ambrose is really going to get over? Himself.
And Ambrose's promo, a little heelish.
A little bit.
A little heelish. Talking about things are going to change.
But then I guess
he's throwing people off the scent.
I guess also after Raw went off the air, he said something about the two of them were going to be brothers regardless what happened at Survivor Series.
There you go!
But...
That's such a... How can you think that's not going to be...
It could go either way, because it could either be, oh, I'm going to throw this guy under the bus, or when this guy crosses me, it's going to fucking hurt. Oh, it could go either way.
Oh, he's so, it's so there. The writing's on the
wall. No, I know it is, but it's so predictable. I want the Reigns heel turn. I think that's more interesting, even if it's just short term.
No, okay, here's the thing. I would prefer that. Yeah, I'd prefer that long term. I prefer that long term. And even short term, because I think it'd be cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. I just know that it's not going to happen. I know it.
You don't know it.
Ambrose turns heel against the belt of Survivor Series. Because Survivor Series has to set up the belt changing hands of WrestleMania. It's the way it has to go.
It doesn't have to go. They can set it up at Royal Rumble. It's happened before.
What are we, Survivor Series? Nah. Why do it then? They have to do it now.
They don't have to do it now. They don't have to. The Rock beat CM Punk at Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
And people have got the belt at Elimination Chamber back when it was the pay-per-view before WrestleMania to have the belt at WrestleMania.
Yeah, but this is in this circumstance, it makes no sense to change the belt to Royal Rumble.
Let me ask you this. Vince wants to set the indoor attendance record at WrestleMania.
The Rock beat CM Punk at the Rumble for the belt. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Right, because before that, CM Punk had the belt for a year.
No, I understand that. No, I'm talking about something else separately now. Vince apparently wants to set the indoor attendance record at WrestleMania 32.
Yes.
Do you think an Ambrose Reigns main event will make that happen?
It's not going to be the main event. Some other gimmicky match is going to be the main event. I think this is as big a World Heavyweight Championship match as you're going to get with the players on the roster. This is kind of like...
If you want to talk about the biggest one, potentially be the Shield Triple Threat match. Obviously, it's not going to happen, but...
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that might have happened because that would have been the biggest you could have on main roster, on people around the belt.
Yeah.
Yes, this is the most money match that you could possibly have with the roster as it is. Absolutely. And then the main event's going to be some gimmicky stuff with
Cena.
It'll
probably be Undertaker-Cena.
Undertaker-Cena is going to be, like, the bigger one. Sting might come back, maybe. Mm. Triple H and The Rock, maybe.
Rock's not going to wrestle at WrestleMania 30.
Oh, that's right. So you'll have... There will be, though, some other big match. It's not going to be Cena. I would be really surprised with Cena Reigns. If Reigns went heel and Cena is a face, Right now, I don't see it happening.
I guess my thought process is assuming the title match will close the show, I just don't see Vince being on board with Ambrose Reigns being a Shield Triple Threat match, yeah, but Ambrose Reigns one-on-one, I don't see him being on board with that as the main event for what he wants to be the largest WrestleMania.
I wouldn't have seen him being on board with Seth Rollins cashing in on Reigns and Brock Lesnar. I didn't see it. That's why we were so fucking surprised at WrestleMania when it happened, because I did not see that coming. I never think my guy, Triple H's guy, is the belt holder right now. Mm. I still say Vince does the gimmick matches, the big celebrity box office draws, and Triple H has control of what happens to the belt.
Well, not control. Vince always has final say on
every matter. But I think Triple H is the game. He's a cerebral assassin, okay? He knows how to play the game better than anybody else.
This is
his thing.
I think you think Triple H has more stroke than he probably actually does. Not to say he doesn't have a lot.
I guarantee you. God damn it. I guarantee you. That's how it goes down. Ambrose gets the belt Survivor Series.
We'll see.
Reigns battles him in the Authority. Because what better storyline?
No, but that's the obvious storyline.
They do what's obvious. And Ambrose turning heel isn't obvious. It's obvious to us. It's obvious to us because we've been doing this for 20 years. But Ambrose is the most hot. He's the hottest face right now. Just like The Rock was the hottest face.
It's pretty obvious to have him turn heel.
And he's turning heel.
It's pretty obvious.
It's not. What's obvious is Kevin Owens joining the Authority, staying heel, and getting the belt.
That would be somewhat obvious, but no, Ambrose turning heel is pretty obvious. People have been waiting for that to happen for the last year and a half.
I don't think that's true at all.
It is true.
No. This is not. They've not teased it. No way.
You were just saying they were teasing it.
They teased it just last night. You're off today. There's something wrong. You're off today.
I'm tired.
It might be it. All right. So you posed the question here.
Uh-huh.
Talking about Paige Charlotte segment. Did they go too far with the mention of the dead Reed Flair? Should they have cleared it with the family yet? Because apparently...
Rick didn't know.
Woo! Didn't know you didn't talk about my dead son.
Apparently, Reed's mother didn't know either.
Apparently not. And Ric Flair had said he believes Charlotte. This to me, this sounds, I mean, this is a dad. This is a dad. Yeah. Okay. Rick went on a podcast of some sort of somewhere, said he feels that Charlotte is too young to be able to say no. She's too new to say no to something if it's suggested.
Yeah.
And that's why it happened. But he wasn't told about it in advance, which I...
But he made it seem like, yeah, as you mentioned, that Charlotte, it was brought to her.
Now, I have no idea what the relationship is between Ric Flair and his daughter. No clue. No
idea. On TV, it appears to be pretty decent.
Okay, here's the thing. On TV, they say it's pretty decent.
No, I know where you're going with this.
When you observe them, mm-hmm. like when Charlotte won the belt and Ric Flair got in the ring, it seemed different.
Mm-hmm.
From my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at Ric Flair's history,
mm-hmm.
he's not like my dad or your dad, where they're around all the time.
Yeah.
So it would appear that although it should be surprising that she wouldn't say, hey, dad, hey, mom, I'm doing this. She's obviously also her own woman. I would speculate, and this is pure speculation on my part. I don't know any of these people. I don't know a dick about them. It wouldn't surprise me, just given what we know about what it's like, what we've heard about being a pro wrestler. I'm sure Rick is very proud of his daughter. I'm sure mm-hmm. he loves her more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I would be surprised if he... I don't know, man. You're a kid. Like, parents are always taken by surprise by their kids. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you're not always kept in the loop.
Yeah.
You know? And if she wants to make what she feels is a creative decision that's going to draw interest of all sorts to her storyline, I would... It's mildly surprising that she wouldn't... If her relationship with her dad was anything like my relationship with my dad...
Yeah,
I would be like, hey, I'm going to do this. I want you to be cool with it because I think it's a big deal.
Yeah.
We have no idea what their relationship's like.
No, that's understandable.
He was on the road a long time. It could be they're hella close. It could be that they're not close at all. We
mm-hmm.
don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So... All that aspect I can't speculate on because I don't know what the relationship's like.
Yeah, yeah.
But it wouldn't surprise me if she didn't tell him because we don't know what the relationship's
yeah.
like. And they could not be, they could be on that level where they're not close enough. She might not have told him because she's like, hey, you know what? My dad gets drunk a lot and acts a fool. He might ruin this. We don't know.
No,
because
I know.
He does.
I know.
So we don't know any of that stuff. It wouldn't surprise me at all if her and Paige are sitting in a room and like, hey, how are we going to kickstart this thing? And Charlotte said, hey, what if we did this? Because, I mean, again, I don't know Paige.
Mm-hmm.
I, you know, talk a lot about her because I think she's cute. But the new crop, we've met Austin Creed.
Yeah.
Xavier Woods.
Yeah.
Seems like a super nice guy. Seems geeky. Seems really nice.
Yeah.
If he is any indication of the kind of people that are now in the locker room, and I believe that to an extent he is.
Yeah.
They're a bit less rough around the edges than they used to be back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
I would be really surprised if Paige was like, hey, you think we should do this? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't surprise me if Charlotte was like, hey, how can we really kick this up? You know what we could do? We'll bring my brother into it. It'll make it really emotional.
Yeah.
And then Paige was like, you're cool with it? Let's do it.
Yeah. Could be.
So that's my speculation. Did you think it went too far? You said you thought it was kind of tacky.
A little bit, but I said it could have been tacky. But at the time, I mentioned that it was before Rick said he had no advance warning of it. I said, but if so long as all the family was on board, it's not for me to say.
Yeah.
If the family's cool with it, then fine, whatever. That's
right.
That's fine.
Now that you know the family wasn't on board with it,
it's a little tacky.
Yeah.
Not to say that wrestling hasn't strayed into tacky territory before.
Well, see, that's what I told you, is that I really like the fact that the women are now at the same level of tackiness, of pro wrestling. They're
mm-hmm.
allowed to go there.
Mm-hmm.
They're allowed to go. And I really like this because it's not about, oh, you're not my friend anymore.
No, I like that aspect.
You know, I like that they're going someplace with it.
Yeah.
And pro wrestling has never been above being tacky.
Yeah.
And so that's fine. They're telling a story. It's emotionally resonating with people everywhere.
Yeah.
And it adds something. I think it's great. Is it tacky? I mean, from our standpoint, like, Would we throw that into a thing? Of course not. You know, like, but this is their thing. This is this is theater. I think that's great. You see filmmakers all the time delving into really personal areas of their lives, and this is kind of no different than that. They're telling their stories. They're doing their fiction.
I understand that.
You know?
I understand that.
So, I don't know. Is it tacky? Yeah, probably. But is it creatively fulfilling? So far, kind of.
I think my larger issue with it would not be so much the tackiness of it, but just not keeping the family in the loop.
Oh, yeah. I mean...
I think that's really the issue. It's like, if you're going to do something like that, at least keep the family in the loop.
Yeah. Because let me ask you this. If she went to... I guarantee if she went to Rick and said, hey... Can I do this? You cool with this? He'd give her a blessing. I think he was just bummed out that he didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, I don't know. And then you think, you know, it's my little girl. You know, she's probably getting taken advantage of. Which, as fathers, you know, we're probably going to be thinking that a lot. You know? And so, that doesn't surprise me. But at the same time, she's a grown-ass woman. Like, mm-hmm. she can take care of herself. Mm-hmm. She's gotten to this level on her own. And, so, yeah, I don't know. I think it was pretty cool. I thought it was neat. And I loved that it was the go-home segment. I loved that it was the final segment.
Pretty awesome, yeah.
That's fantastic. Yeah. I love that. That's step one on the road to... And, you know, man, I watched NXT the other night. This is a segue into NXT. And Bayley's the fucking star of that show. Bar none. Mm-hmm. Like, without question, she's the star of that show. Mm-hmm. It's not Finn Balor. It's not the NXT champion. It's the women's champion. Mm-hmm. She's the star of that show. Mm-hmm. The crowd went crazy for... Eva Marie did come out at the end because Bayley beat Alexa Bliss with no problems, right? So that's done with. Then Eva Marie comes out. The crowd ate her alive. Just were every time she started talking to the mic, the entire place was thundered with no, 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 no. And Bayley had to keep on like leaning over, and she was like, you know, and she was like, and Eva Marie she had to put down the mic. And she had to, like, just get out what she had to say because the crowd wouldn't let her talk. It was amazing. Crazy. It was fantastic.
That's pretty cool.
It was great. Chad Gable and Jason Jordan beat the Ascension. How great is that? The Ascension come back from on high from the main roster, and they get beat by Gable and Jordan.
That's awesome.
I love it.
That is great.
I love it. What else happened? Samoa Joe delivered amazing promo in a green polo button-up shirt. I sent you a picture of that.
Yeah.
What else happened? Emma beat some jobber. Nia Jax beat Carmella. Carmella seems to be a jobber to the stars.
Yeah.
You know. So whatever.
Has Enzo and Cass have been on TV much lately?
They're both injured.
Oh,
the Dash and Dawson.
They're tag champs now, right?
Yeah. Dash, is it Dash?
Yeah.
Dash?
No. Dash and Wilder.
I thought Dawson.
Dawson and Wilder. Maybe it's Dawson and Wilder. It's Dash Wilder and what's the other guy? Scott Dawson.
That sounds right.
All right,
that,
sure.
You put that together. That sounds right.
That's my contribution to the show this week. I'm about to take a nap.
The
over
possibly
here.
Correct names of the tag team NXT champions.
All right, let's do some questions.
Questions. No, man. No,
sorry.
Don't do that again.
As soon as we sat down to record, I just got sleepy. I'm sorry.
Time for questions.
Time
for questions.
The Media Jack.
Media Jack.
Was there a time or event that made you lose interest or not watch out of protest? What was it? What brought you back?
Around the mid-aughts, I sort of dropped out a little bit. I would say until about 2010.
Mm-hmm.
From, I would say, 2007, 8 or so.
Yeah.
Around there. I sort of dropped out.
As a kid, I watched till about 91 or 92.
Mm-hmm.
Stopped till about late 96.
Mm-hmm.
And then from 96 to maybe 2003, I watched pretty consistently, and then was spotty, and then not at all and for a few years. And then about 2011, I think I got back.
It always trips me out whenever I look at stuff from like 2007, 8. I'm like, the fuck is this? What mm-hmm. happened here?
That's why I like watching some of those old pay-per-views from that period.
Yeah, it's weird, huh?
Book of the Match, because it's like a complete... Like
none of it
decade almost.
None
I have
of it was
no,
very good.
No knowledge of it.
Like I'll say this: The Miz and John Morrison made a decent tag team. They had Melina; she was pretty hot,
mm-hmm.
and they had a decent thing going. They had a lot of John. I don't know. It's weird. Both of them together. You know what it was? They seemed like they legitimately enjoyed doing all that together. It wasn't necessarily that either of them have a lot of charisma because they really don't.
No,
but together they seem to be having a good time.
That translates.
And that translated. Yeah. It did.
I am Blackman 27. Worst IC champ, US champ, so tag champs, and world heavyweight / WWE champs.
So many bad IC.
Worst champs. IC champ was the Mountie.
Okay. I mean, wasn't like Alex Riley an IC champ? There's so many.
Yeah,
I,
maybe.
They put that belt on so many lumps. That's hard to tell. Worst US champ, kind of the same thing. I mean, that belt goes all the way back to like the 1970s WCW or NWA.
NWA, right? Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that weren't good champions.
A lot of lumps.
I'm trying to think of an obvious answer for worst tag champs.
I don't know.
But this is the situation where there's so many.
Yeah. You know what I never liked that thing they used to do back in the 90s where like Stone Cold and Dude Love and Stone Cold and Shawn Michaels, where they just mashed up two guys for a bigger storyline purpose.
Oh, you didn't like when they did that?
They didn't really like when I did that.
I kind of like when they did that because it brought some star power to the tag division, I thought.
It
even just short
you know what it was? You know what that is? That's Glenn Close showing up on the Shield. That takes away from all the talent that's on the show that's like, hey, we're a good tag team. And then these guys come in, they're battling over the big belt, and just as part of that, using the tag team belts. I never liked that.
No, I like that. Worst heavyweight champion? The Miz?
Sheamus? The Miz?
Great Khali.
The Great Khali.
Great Khali.
I know there's probably some we're missing, but those are Christian.
Yeah. Yeah.
Christian just looked like some dude.
Vince Russo.
Once he cut his hair, he was simply just some guy. Pretty much.
Ralph KO. How much independent wrestling do you guys follow? I saw one episode of Ring of Honor when they started Destination
America. They all have different channels now. TNA is going to be on Pop
TV. And then Ring of Honor is going to be on Comet TV.
Do you have either of those?
We have Pop TV.
Because that used to be TV Guide.
Yeah.
So I probably have access to it.
I don't know what Comet TV is. I've never heard of that before.
I have no idea. Sounds cool.
It'd be cool if they just showed Comets on there.
Are the Briscoe brothers in Ring of Honor?
Last I knew, yeah.
I don't have Comet. I don't know what that is.
I don't know what it is either. You should look it up.
You know what? You know what's weird is that I get more of an indie fix.
From NXT?
No. Looking at like look, just like randomly going down YouTube black holes of indie wrestling videos. Like I watched one from like Arkansas with nobody that we've ever heard of. Mm-hmm. Like it's like our version of wrestling, but they sell out like thousand people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because like they love it down there and they have nothing else going on.
Yeah.
So I get my fix on that level because I kind of know a little bit what's going on in Ring of Honor and TNA and it just doesn't interest me. Like, yeah. It just doesn't interest me. So I like...
Did you mention TNA is an independent promotion?
It is.
No, it's not. It's owned by a huge energy conglomerate.
I know it's owned by... I know, but...
Yeah, just strictly speaking...
When you miss your paychecks...
No, that's just a poorly run wrestling promotion.
I don't know.
And speaking of...
That's semantics, I think.
Ring of Honor is not really indie promotion either because they're owned by a big broadcast conglomerate.
Again... If you're not, I'm sorry. No, if you're not the WWE, you're an independent. That's the bottom line.
RM Gonzalez. Hey, friendos. Hi.
Hello.
Recently, WWE has used the roughly same stage for all of its programs except WrestleMania. Which Raw, SmackDown, or pay-per-view stages are some of your favorites?
Well, he says, I personally miss visual aesthetics of cool individual stages for Raw, SmackDown. You know what I miss? I miss like stuff like the In Your House.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
They're like all just cheesy and like low-res, low-key.
Yeah, I miss the like when they're at Madison Square Garden, they would just have the really small tunnel and no Tron, no big screen at all. And they just come through that.
That's great.
I'm trying to think of stages. I thought the stage for WrestleMania this year was really good.
You know what I miss? I miss the SmackDown stage. It was a giant fist.
Yeah.
That was great.
That was pretty cool.
Another fist.
I never really liked when they were on, when Raw was on, was the Nashville Network, whatever, when they had the Titantron that was like, what's this, that shape called? Like the parallelogram one. It wasn't a square or rectangle.
I kind of know what you're talking about, yeah.
I didn't like that screen.
I didn't like when wasn't SmackDown's Tron like a big oval?
Yeah.
I don't like that either.
Well, they had the big oval entranceway and the Tron was off to the side.
Oh, yeah. I don't like any of that. I like the big fist, though.
Tom is
Eunice.
I know you guys don't watch much NXT.
I watch it every week.
I try to watch it when I can. Is there a question here?
Oh, made me care about tag team wrestling for the first
time. Have you seen the tag team stuff they've been doing recently?
Yeah.
We were just talking about it.
Gable and Jordan just whooped the shit out of the Ascension. That was rad. How, like, where can you go from there as the Ascension? Don't you just go down to, like, back to the indies, like Ring of Honor?
It's not indie.
Or TNA? It's not the lowest. It's like, NXT, WWE, NXT, Ring of Honor, PWG, SPW,
House of Hardcore,
Tommy Dreamer's House of Hardcore, whatever that one Arkansas promotion I saw was, Backyard Wrestling.
I was gonna say Shikara. Is that still a thing?
Shikara is a thing. Yeah, Combat Zone, Backyard, TNA.
Yeah. Alex Shiz.
How do you say
this? Assuming the title picture after Survivor Series is some mix of Reigns, Ambrose, and Owens. Or Owens,
Alex Shiz is like the sleeper winner for like how many questions are asked. He asks questions all the time.
With the authority in there somewhere backing one of them, where does Cena fit in when he comes back? Does he go back to the U.S. title scene? There's two places he could fit in.
Now you're thinking he's going to go back to the main event.
Well, if they want to try to do Reigns, Cena at WrestleMania, then yeah. Otherwise, I think it's going to be Cena, Undertaker. Those are the two potential storylines they're going to be pushing him towards.
I think between now and WrestleMania, Cena's going to be out of the main event picture. I think he's probably going to do
he's going to be out of the picture entirely until the beginning of the year.
Yeah. I know. But, you know, between when he comes back and WrestleMania, he's not going to be dicking around the main event scene. He's going to get his whatever reign to break Ric Flair's record and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. He's going to do that next year. But he's going to probably just do his U.S. title thing again.
A Morning of Sleep. Ann Larson, that's me. Who is your number one best wrestler ever in terms of beardness?
That's a good question.
In terms of wrestling ability, it has to be Daniel Bryan.
But beardness? Be a shitty wrestler, but has a great beard.
Oh, I know.
Braun Strowman has a pretty good beard.
As is Bray Wyatt. All the Wyatt family members have great beards.
They do.
If you look in the past some, then you obviously have to talk about Bruiser Brody.
Sure, oh yeah.
But his fantastic beard.
It's a legit beard, too, because mm-hmm. he's legit.
Mm-hmm. So,
that guy knows. You know what? He'll always have a place in my heart. He no-sold the shit out of Lex Luger.
I know. And legit scared the fuck out of Lex Luger. Legit.
Lex literally had to climb out of the cage.
Out of fear.
Out of fear.
Not out of some storyline. Out of fear. That was the storyline.
Yeah. If you guys get a chance, look up Lex Luger, Bruiser Brody on
YouTube. In Florida or something like that, wasn't it?
I don't know, man. It looks like a snuff film for one thing.
Born to Run 19. Hey, friendos.
Hello.
I was recently listening to old episodes of Tree of Woe, and it really blows my mind how into Sheamus and Del Rio to be.
Not proof.
And that you guys weren't into Lesnar either. Anyways, his question to you is, what's the most extreme example of you guys going from loving to hating a wrestler?
You probably just said it.
Typically, you hate somebody and then eventually grow to enjoy.
Yeah, Rusev I didn't like because he's fat body.
And I think you're going to have the same reaction. Or Breeze is going to be the same.
Oh, I'm not going to love Breeze.
You'll eventually learn to appreciate
it. You know, he does sing his own theme song. I appreciate that. I think I'm cool. Whatever it is. I don't know.
He just kind of changed one word of Shawn Michaels.
I think I'm sexy. I'm Tyler Breeze.
That's pretty good. Sounds a little bit like Stewie, but it's not bad.
Well, he sounds a little bit like Stewie.
A little bit. Has there ever been an example of me liking someone and just flipping?
There's never been an example of you liking anybody.
That's a good point. Apart from a handful of people.
Have you ever flipped a script on anybody?
Yeah.
Generally, you stick to your guns, I think.
I can't think of anything.
I can't think
of anything. The only thing I think of is The Rock. Because when The Rock was really huge, when you really went, you know, got big as a babyface, I would have loved him.
Yeah, yeah.
And even when he was a heel, when he got over as a heel, I really liked them, and he turned face, and I really liked them. And then nowadays, I can't really stand him.
Oh yeah, that's
cool. I mean, dislike for him.
Yeah,
he seems like, you know, how can you not like The Rock?
Yeah, no, he's a very, very charming person. Wrestling wise, though, that was like the one time I was like, yeah, I really want Cena to win this because it did. You know, maybe they just when Rock came back as a heel when he fought Lesnar in 2002, I think mm-hmm. it was.
Is that Hollywood Rock?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They did a really good job of painting him the way that I felt about him legitimately this last time. He's a Hollywood sellout. He comes back. He thinks he can just come back and wow everybody again
and
pick up where he's. And I'm like, you know what? I like the guy who's there all the time.
Yeah.
Say what you will about Cena. He's there all the time. He's always working out. He's always doing what's good for the company.
Yeah.
That's Cena. And that alone was enough for me. You know what? Cena's right. This guy cut out. He left. Like, if I'm going to frame it that way, if I'm in wrestling fan mode, I totally get that Rock is an amazing businessman with loads of charisma, and he's done wonderful things for himself. I went to see San Andreas, and that movie was a pile of shit, but I would recommend it because The Rock is so damn charming. I love The Rock. But as a wrestling fan, I'm like, fuck you. You left. I'm with Cena on that one.
Yeah.
You know?
I just think The Rock's shtick has gotten a little old.
Yeah. Yeah. And Cena, you know what? Nobody improvs like Cena.
Yeah.
And when they played that up during the rivalry, that was good.
Yeah.
That was
really good. About how The Rock had his notes on his written on his hand.
That was really good.
That was good. Erky from Turkey. Hey there, friendo. Hi. I was wondering if there's any scenario you guys can think of that would make Sheamus cash again exciting. Every scenario would just suck all the excitement out of the room.
Okay, how about this? What about this? I'm trying to think if he was missing like a limb. If he was like literally had a bloody stump and was bleeding out pretty heavily.
See, but that's a face turn. He's a heel.
And he was crawling to
the
ring.
If you lose a limb, that's a face turn.
Oh, these words are truth and I don't have a leg.
It's a face turn though.
Well, it doesn't say it can't be a face turn.
But if they're going to have him be a heel, let's say keep him heel. Especially if you keep him heel.
Keep him heel, but lose his heel. It's cut off.
First of all, just getting your heel cut off is not that dramatic enough an injury.
So you're saying that any amputation is an immediate face turn?
Absolutely.
I don't know about that.
No, well, I think it absolutely
Sheamus,
is.
Maybe not.
I think it absolutely is. That's overcoming adversity more than most wrestlers ever do.
Probably. Look at Kerry Von Erich. He didn't have a foot.
Yeah.
Did you know our book of the match, Survivor Series?
Yeah.
I mean, he was a Texas tornado.
Yeah.
He didn't have a foot.
I know.
That's crazy. I was looking at... That's my problem with Kerry Von Erich matches past 19 whenever he lost his foot.
Yeah.
That year. 19 whenever he lost his foot. Is I always focus on his foot.
I know, me too. Even before that, because I don't really exactly know what year it is.
That's everything from my next kayfabe corner, amputee wrestlers. See how many there are. I don't know.
It'll be like 2 real and 10 fake.
Hopefully Kerry Von Erich and that kid... From like 2000 and whatever in the WWE, Zach didn't have a leg. Anyways, what?
No, there's no way to make Sheamus cashing in exciting.
There's got
to
be other scenarios. Like if he gets shot. If you're a heel, you have to do one of several things wonderfully. You can have a little bit of everything and be okay. But you have to do, you either have to be super charismatic or slash have really good mic skills. Usually those go hand in hand.
Yeah.
He doesn't do that.
Mm-mm.
Or you have to be brutal.
Yeah.
And I know there are probably examples out there I can think of really effective heels that were simply brutal.
Brock Lesnar.
Thank you. Exactly. Simply be brutal.
Yeah.
If they let him somehow go on some sort of brutal rampage, I might start to buy into him.
He has all this, but he also has all this history preceding that.
Yeah.
That you know that makes you realize what he truly is. A boring wrestler. here's how you have Sheamus cash in and make it exciting.
Okay.
Sheamus cashes in, he's celebrating, and in the midst of his celebration, he pulls a mask off, Mission Impossible style, and Seth Rollins is underneath.
Ha ha ha! Look at me, fella!
Yep.
Where's my knee? Kane, where's my knee?
Well, obviously after he heals up, after his...
Where's my knee, Kane?
Knee surgery. That's how you make it exciting.
Wouldn't it be weird if Seth Rollins came back, his big return, like, Seth Rollins, he comes out, and he's just dressed and looks exactly like Sheamus. Like, it's still him, it's his face.
Yeah.
But he's like, he's put his beard in
a little thing. He's got the mohawk.
It's all red, he's got the mohawk, and he has like Sheamus' gear.
That'd be weird.
And he comes out and he says, you know, Falacio, or whatever he says.
I don't know what he says.
That'd be really weird, wouldn't it?
It would be really weird.
Yeah, I wonder if that's going to happen.
VivPunk69, who, in your opinion, is the most underutilized talent in the current roster?
The most underutilized talent in the current
There's
roster?
There's two.
You're going to say Titus.
Titus and Cesaro. Those are the two.
I'm gonna push on Cesaro right now because he was the focal point of last week's biggest match.
I know he was.
I think they're using him now. I think he's in an okay spot right now. We'll see how it goes. He's on shaky ground. He's on a teeter totter, but we'll see. Last week, we take it week to week.
Yeah.
So far, what have you done for me lately? A lot.
Yeah,
it's pretty good. Titus, I'm still not. I think he's being utilized exactly.
Then answer the question.
The primetime players, I would say, as a tag team.
Okay.
Correct. Immediately comes to mind is just Dolph. But Dolph is always being utilized.
He's always in storylines.
He's
on TV every week.
Yeah. Rusev. Well, he's injured, though.
Yeah, he's hurt, yeah.
Yeah. Rusev. You know, I unfollowed Lana on Instagram. Mm. I don't like her.
Why not?
She just seems full of herself and full of crap. Okay. She's always posting these inspirational things, and it's like, oh, it's so annoying. Be real. Keep it real.
Well, then you did the right thing. You unfollowed her.
I did. I unfollowed her.
Good.
I was telling you.
I don't care. I didn't know you were following her in the first place.
Are you following her?
No.
Why not? I thought you liked Lana.
I don't follow anybody on Instagram.
You know, sometimes she shows off her butthole. That was one reason why I was following her, because she literally shows off her butthole.
I missed that, didn't I?
I think sometimes you see Rusev, and they're like, Rusev, butthole. Rusev.
All right, last question.
Toss salad.
AC1711. Given he brings in so much merch money and seems to stay just as popular as ever with kids, under what circumstances could you see WWE turning Cena heel, and do you think he could play a good heel? The second part of the question is the easy answer. Yeah, he used to be a heel, and he was fine at it. I have a scenario where he'd be kind of heel. Do you have one?
Yeah, I would say this. Towards his end of days, his lone wolf end of days.
Let's say in the next 2 years, could he do it?
I think it all depends. Like,
here's what I'm thinking.
It would have to take like somebody else taking his place in terms of merchandise sales.
To go full heel, yeah. Obviously.
To go full heel, yeah.
Here's a scenario that I thought of, and I don't know, it might not even work, but I just thought of it.
Okay.
So I'm gonna spew it out.
Okay.
I thought of a Bret Hart type situation when Bret turned heel. He was a heel to Americans, but he's still a hero to the Canadians.
So Cena would be
a hero to the kids still.
Yeah, right.
But he'd go out and Raw, cut a promo. It's like all the people that boo him instead of saying, you know, you have the right to voice your opinion and say, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, and fuck you.
Yeah.
And say, I do what I do to be a role model for these kids because you can't do it.
Ooh, that's good.
I know it's good.
So you got your shit back together.
Yeah.
I thought
about this a few days ago.
Okay.
I'm still really tired.
I can't top that. That is actually really good.
The really the tough part would be it would be in terms of how they would work out feud for him.
Yeah.
Because it'd be easy for him to say, okay, to point to various wrestlers and say, okay, you're not a good role model for these kids. I need to take you down.
Yeah.
But to combat those people, he couldn't necessarily resort to traditional heel tactics because it undermined his message.
You know, but this is the thing though. Just like Hogan, I mean, Hogan did some heel tactics. But you always got the feeling, I mean, besides the fact that he knew he had creative control. But Hogan had such a history being a beast. When he was in that ring, you always knew he could beat anybody legit because he was Hogan. And that's just how he'd been written.
Yeah.
So no matter what, Hogan's in the ring, he can cheat or not cheat, he's going to beat you.
Mm-hmm.
Cena's kind of the same way. Mm-hmm. If he's a he's always been a monster. Now he's like a heel monster.
Yeah.
He can beat you legit. Who's going to eat and make his own crow? Like, who's going to fight him? You know, like, on what grounds is anybody going
to
fight him?
There would have to be someone that could legitimately take the moral high ground on him.
Yeah.
And that would have to be it. But would that be interesting enough? I mean, I think the idea of him going out and him saying to, you know, the adults out there is I'm a role model for these kids because you're not, or you don't want to be, or you can't be.
Kind of a thing. CM Punk kind of did that with the Straight Edge Society thing.
Yeah.
I mean, you've seen that a couple times.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it may be like if he decided to take advantage of like his character in Trainwreck, where like it showed him with just a sock on his dick and like it was erect.
Mm-hmm.
If he came out like that all the time, like that's a heel thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think. I want to see his shirt. Oh my God, I want to make that shirt. Of him from Trainwreck with the sock dingus, but in the style of like the cheesy cartoony stuff they do for his shirts.
Hustle, loyalty, sock dingus.
Sock dingus. Oh, well, I think that's a good place to...
Sure.
Because we don't have a kayfabe corner. I don't know. We did one this week.
And you're wearing the shirt, too. No, we didn't do one this week. So it was the last episode aired on Sunday, a week from today. So this is a new week. We don't have one this week.
No, but we're not scheduled to have one this week.
Every episode...
Because it's Monday.
No, this isn't Monday today. This is Sunday today. We're scheduled to have one and episode airs on Sunday.
But this week, we weren't originally scheduled to air one on Sunday because we usually have one a week.
I understand.
And the pay-per-views ones are on Monday.
And I said we messed up scheduling, so we did. But if every Sunday episode, every episode without Dan has to have a Kayfabe Corner, man.
Well, that's fine. From now on, let's just do this. Let's agree we'll have Sunday episodes regardless.
Yeah, and even every Sunday episode has a Kayfabe Corner and discussions.
Okay, I'm just saying, until now, we haven't had a Sunday episode on the day of a pay-per-view.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
But I asked
so from
you,
now on, let's
no,
do
but
that.
I asked you yesterday to get your Kayfabe Corner
no,
list ready.
No, you didn't say that.
I did.
You didn't say that. You said that this morning. You said, I hope you have a good Kayfabe Corner.
Whenever I asked. It gave you plenty of time to put one together.
No, I know, but I too many things going on. I throw my
back
out.
We're all busy.
Throw my back out ruins everything for my day.
Oh, goodness.
Like, this day should have been over a long time ago. It's only 3:30. Jesus Christ.
I got so much more shit I got to do today, so.
All right.
I got to get out of here.
All right, well, that's us for Going In Raw. Post your guys' predictions in the comments, and we'll find out what happens. I don't know.
No, no, either.
I do know. Ambrose going heel.
Reigns goes heel.
Do you really? Is that your prediction? You really think
that's
that?
What I want to happen, so sure. I already wrote it down. So
you already put it down? Okay.
It's
put it down.
In stone.
Okay. All right. Talk to you guys later.
Bye.